I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. A two-day break, then it was back to the turmoil on financial markets. Around the world, they're reeling from yet another disastrous day today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down today 363 points. Today marked the first time in 4 years that the Dow has fallen below the 10,000 mark. It closed at 9,962.03. Asia's markets from Tokyo to Sydney dove too. The Nikkei closed at a four-and-a-half-year low. Sydney is the lowest it's been in 3 years now. In Europe, markets fell by 5% or more. Analysts say that's because a promise by European governments over the weekend to cooperate seemed to fall apart under the weight of the gloomy economic news. Laura Lynch reports from London.
Would that you could see inside the boardrooms to hear what the executives are thinking and saying as their financial world collapses around them.
These are incredibly dangerous financial times for an investment bank like ours. Potentially the Great Depression's more brutal sequel. So, think optimal, adaptive strategies.
Amazingly enough, you can get a peek at what might have happened, be happening, will happen. All thanks to an incredibly timely online drama that portrays London bankers on the financial brink. Today, those bankers are watching European nations tear at the fabric that's supposed to bind their economies together. A Saturday promise by the biggest nations to work together seemed to fall apart on Sunday when Germany struck out alone, vowing to guarantee bank deposits. Other nations seeking to reassure their own citizens followed. Denmark's finance minister, Lars Løkke Rasmussen, promises his country isn't looking to lure new clients from other European countries.
No, we will definitely not break EU laws because there's no discriminating against foreign banks at all. And I have to emphasize that we don't take this step in order to change Copenhagen into international finance markets.
If it seems like it's every nation for itself, that shouldn't really be a surprise, according to Charles Goodhart of the London School of Economics. Europe may talk coordination, but there's no central body controlling taxation or the banking industry.
As a result, it's got to be the nation state that actually does the exercise of crisis management. And so each nation is going to do its own thing. And each nation doing its own thing, as has actually happened over the last week or so, is the absolute opposite of what you might describe as the European ideal.
Britain's still standing apart from the pack. It's promising to protect banks and citizens' funds, but no guarantees. The head of a consumer watchdog agency, Philip Cullum, doesn't think it's enough.
The government's already made clear by its behaviour and some of its statements that it won't allow institutions to fail. I guess what we're looking for is something which formalises that and says to people very clearly, you know, you can rely on an unlimited amount of money in any institution and don't have to worry about the small print.
But it seems the worry is what's overwhelming the markets, no matter what measures governments take to reassure citizens. European leaders will meet tomorrow to try to build a truly united front. In their office towers in London, Paris, Frankfurt and beyond, the bank executives will watch. The director behind the online drama that so eerily predicted this crash, Melanie Gilligan, saw it coming a long time ago. But she's not happy to see her fiction become reality.
I definitely actually find it all really quite sad, because I think that the effects are going to be ones that we'll feel for quite a while and they'll be felt by the most vulnerable people, probably the most.
In the credit system, I found a bubble inside a crisis, a hole full of emptiness.
If Gilligan worries that the economic gloom won't lift for a long time to come, it might be worth listening to her. After all, not only did she create her online film months before the current crisis, she wrote this song, called Crisis in the Credit System, 4 long years ago. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.
And grief is a cure.